Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 75 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Mostly clear.
71 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
72 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
72 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
71 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
69 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Partly cloudy.
68 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Partly sunny.
68 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Partly sunny.
71 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Mostly sunny.
73 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Sunny.
77 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours.
Sunny.
80 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours.
Sunny.
81 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
84 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
81 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees.
KF8DYI mobile monitoring.
KABZJ monitoring.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Heard you on the scanner and thought I'd turn on the big rig here and see what's going on. How's travels?
It's normal. Normal Ann Arbor stuff. Love my ride home.
Roger, the hand of there's Mo. I didn't catch your call sign. I just heard you key up the mic.
KF8DYI.
Roger, I copy KFD. KF8DYY. Good afternoon. How's things and what's up today?
It's all good, especially now, going home from work, so, you know, it's always the best part of the day. It's all good, though. Hopefully it doesn't, rain too much. It sounds like it's supposed to rain a little bit, but, I can deal with the heat. I just don't like the humidity that comes with the rain.
Roger, definitely could do without the humidity, and I found out when I lived in New Mexico that nonsense of, it's a dry heat, don't make a difference. 100 degrees is 100 degrees, whether you're wet and hot or just hot.
I agree 100%. I do a bit of traveling for work, and I used to go out to Death Valley and Arizona and California and all that, and yeah, it doesn't make a difference. 100 is 100. 125 is even freaking worse. So, yeah, I get it. Dry is no different. Well, it is a little different, but it doesn't make a difference. It's hot.
Understood. I got the lawn mowed because they were expecting rain late this week, and it feels like it's been trying all afternoon. The clouds have been coming and going, but the radar doesn't show much coming our way.
That's good. How about yourself? What are you up to?
Big project right now is just getting some stuff out of the dryer, and then in about an hour and a half, I'm going to go help a friend move some horse feed out of his former stable and take it down to Romulus with him. And we're going to have some dinner and kind of a nice, easy afternoon after we lift about 400-pound bags of feed.
Sounds good to me. Well, you're coming in awful clear. Where are you? Are you in the Ann Arbor area, I'm assuming?
Roger, this is KABZJ. I'm at Harrison Cross in Ypsilanti Township, just off Michigan Avenue. So not a long walk for me to this repeater on the base station.
Gotcha. Normally I'm on my mobile unit, but it seems like I've been having a little bit of issue with that with reception lately. So I brought along to work. I brought along my handheld Baofeng, which is what I'm on now. So this seems to be coming in clearer than my mobile unit does, which is kind of disappointing.
Yeah, very interesting. I noticed with the Baofeng radios that I have, they do not like tweens going between the SO239 or PL259 connector from the roof antenna into the radio. Propagation's been pretty rough the the last few days with that solar storm we had, but it's kind of scary that your regular mobile isn't working well. Back to you.
Is that possibly what could have been going on? Is all the propagation from all that then? Because it's been probably the last three to four days that my mobile unit has been just kind of real hit or miss. I mean, I live in the Jackson area, and usually, especially with like the W8IRA repeater system, I used to be able to go from Chelsea all the way to Jackson and get clear reception. And the last few days, I've had to be like 3 miles from the Jackson repeater, and it then I get some reception.
Understood. The U of M Sunday Night Net, there was a lot of people that didn't quite connect quite as well as they normally do, and then on the 145.15 NADUI repeater this morning, I was listening to those guys around 8 o'clock, and there were a few people having problems getting in. Well, today's Wednesday, so maybe it was yesterday that there was still some problems getting in. And that's the fun of radio. Plus, we got all the dang leaves on the trees that kind of block our signals, which ain't no fun. Back to you.
Yeah, it's KFHDYI. Yeah, no, I get that. I mean, I was just kind of disappointed last few days, so I didn't even turn it on today. I just turned this on, and I'm pretty pleased on how good this is coming in, at least from this standpoint.
Roger, I'm not sure where you're at, but you're hitting this repeater 5x9 double plus, full quieting almost.
Well, I work in Ipsy, and I am now on 14, just about to 94, so I'm not too far away, but still, I do know that I tried this one the last couple days, and it's been static. I don't even know, so that's why, you know, this Baofeng's been treating me pretty well. You know, I got this for, around Christmas time this last year. And I got my license and my technician license in March. So I was playing around with this, and then I got my mobile unit going, and I was doing pretty well with that for a long time, but maybe it's the leaves, you know, because it's an old Radio Shack mobile unit, and but everybody was saying how clear I was coming in. Now all of a sudden it's nothing. It's very, very spotty.
He's a J for ID. I like those old Radio Shack units. I have the HCX 202 and 404 handhelds, and great reception on them with just a rubber duck and great transmit, too. Exactly what I would have bought in 1995 if I had gotten introduced to this hobby before I was in my 30s, but having a lot of fun with it. Back to you.
I got this mobile unit. It's a HTX 242, so, you know, it's just a CB style, you know, 2 meter band mobile unit. And a buddy of mine, he's a retired Washtenaw police officer. You know, I told him I was interested in getting into the amateur radio. He's like, oh, I got something for you. So, you know, something to start off with at least. And just to play around with, just to get used to it. And that's what he gave me, was that HTX 242 and I think it's a 19-inch magnetic roof antenna. And that, like I said, it seemed to work really good for up until a couple days ago. So I don't know if I just got moisture in it, or maybe it is that propagation. Maybe it's something else, and I'll just set it aside and play with this for now, and then I'll get it back out in a couple days. I was just kind of aggravated, so I kind of didn't even turn it on.
Hello?
Roger. It sounds like a nice rig and a good story there. You're starting to lose the repeater a little bit there, so I'm going to wish you 7-3 on this one, but I will catch you down the log. This is KABZ Jason, 7-3.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 77 degrees.
KC8SWR, KB8OIS.
KB8OIS from KC8SWR, be right up.
Very good, KB8OIS.
Again, KB8 OISW2 PUT.
W2 PUT, KB8 OIS. Hey, Dan, how are you doing?
Hi, John. Well, I'm not doing bad. I just kind of finishing up a little bit of work on the bench here on a project. Repeater controller for up north, and I'm ready to wind up the work here. We're going to go out to a movie this evening. But, heard you on. Was listening in here, and wanted to say hello.
Well, as you know, the repeater has been working perfectly. No complaints. Everybody's getting through, and everybody's been pretty happy. Yeah, there may be a little echo now. Hold on for a second. I'm at the Plymouth Historical Museum. KB8 RCO and I get together usually twice a week, do a couple little projects, just sit around, chat, make a couple contacts, go up rice cream, and then head home for the night. So you caught me just as I got out here, but certainly good. Hey, I see you're really associated with ECR. I didn't realize that. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I've been a part of the ECR before it was the ECR. Goes back to the days when before I moved to Michigan, when JPQ, the godfather of the ECR, it was just me and him linking repeaters together on RF. That was really before the internet. So I've been a part of it for a long time. Actually, I've known Dick, JPQ, longer than I've known my wife. Not by a lot, but... But yeah, I've been a part of that for a long time.
So yeah, last night I brought the repeater on for the tech net. I figured, well, you know, maybe that'll generate some interest here.
Yeah, I didn't go on there onto the repeater last night, but yeah, the tech night is something, or the tech net is something I would love to see on a permanent basis. You're right, it would gather a little more use of the repeater. And certainly we've got two others. You've got the Usenet going on Friday, and then Saturday we have a kid out of the East Coast that I think it's called the Everything Net. He just picks a topic and goes on and chats for about an hour or so. And I've listened to that quite a few times, and he may have, oh, it's hard to tell, anywhere from, you know, 20 to 60 people may call in on his net. So it seems to be pretty popular.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that Everything Net. I'm not sure where that originated from. That wasn't one of my things, but at first I'm like, who is this guy? And well, nobody's complaining. And, you know, that's kind of interesting. It's not hurting anything. And the worst that it'll do is bring some activities with repeater. So actually, last weekend when I was up north, it's the weekend before already. But at any rate, yeah, I was listening to it on my note up there and heard a guy, I think he was on EchoLink coming in over in Rogers City. So I actually wound up checking in, saying hi, because I was all of about 20 minutes from him. It's not often you're up in Akiak and you hear somebody on a net like that say, hey, I'm in Rogers City.
Well, I've looked at the bubble chart a few times, and yeah, between you and Jeff, there could be, 50 stations or more connected to the repeater. I guess the only disappointment with that is that even though there may be 50 stations connected, I still don't hear anybody.
Yep. Yeah, you would think that there might be some more activity that would generate some interest. You know, give it time. You know, now that we've got some fun stuff going on the repeater, yeah, it might generate, you know, more interest in users. I was thinking about connecting up for the morning brew on the ECR. You know, that runs from 7 to 9. You know, it's a check-in with the question of the day. Not sure whether you've heard that one or not. So I was thinking about connecting that up, but you know, we've got there's that competing net over on 515. It starts at 8. You know, I don't want to give them any heartburn about someone else, you know, bringing up a morning net.
Yeah, it's always best not to cause any conflict. All right. Thanks for coming back. It's good to hear your voice. And again, I don't know if you've spoken to W4DSR, but he has certainly acknowledged the improvement in the repeater. So we're all very grateful to you and Jeff and all the work you guys have done. So take care. We'll chat again. KB8OIS.
Okay, John, hey, good chatting with you, and, you know, it's nice to hear the good words about the repeater. It took a while to get there and get it replaced, but, you know, the effort was worth it. And if Rob's there at the museum, tell him I said hi. I don't get to catch him on very much anymore. Take care, John. Have a good evening. KBOAS. WTPZ.
Yep, Rob just said hello. Take care, Dan. KB8OIS.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Showers. 76 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy, cloudy. 72 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Showers. 69 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Showers. 67 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Rain, rain. 66 degrees.